We are doing the laws of Svirat HaOmer. Halacha says, we have a mitzvah, every person should count on his own. Person should stand up when he's counting. But if he did it sitting, he fulfilled his obligation, lechatchila we stand. Women are pater from the mitzvah. If a woman is like some Ashkenazi women who blesses on shaking lulav, she could also bless on counting spheres omer, because technically, even though she's patur, it's like other mitzvot, she's patur, but she could perform it, provided that she thinks it's reasonable that she'll make the count all 49 days. You know, if she knows that she doesn't really stick it out, so then she shouldn't do it with a blessing. She could do the mitzvah without making a blessing. Mm-hmm. If a person doesn't understand Hebrew, he should count in a language that he understands. Because the count, you're counting. So count means you understand what you're doing. You can't count without understanding what number you're saying and what's going on here. If a person counted in Hebrew but he didn't understand what he was saying, so he should repeat the count in the language he understands without a blessing. You're not considered counting if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know what you're saying. Let's say a person forgot to count in the beginning of the night. He davened ma'ariv and he ran out of shul and he forgot to count. Or he davened ma'ariv and he davened longer and he missed the counting with the chazan, and by the time he finished his ma'ariv, he forgot to count. So you could count all night long. Technically, any time during the night you could count. Ideally, we count in the beginning of the night, but technically, you could count all night. If you missed the count during the night, you can make it up the following morning. Just in the daytime, we don't make a blessing over the counting. If a person missed one day that he didn't count at night, nor during the daylight hours, so then he continues counting the rest of the count, only without a blessing. He can no longer make a blessing. This is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekol Chaim. Let's say a person counted the wrong day. Meaning he got confused with the days. So then that's considered like he didn't count. And even though he meant to count, he made a blessing, he counted, and he made a mistake. This year a lot of people did that. Because if they looked in the Siddur, so the Siddur tells you on Hey Iyar, it is, I don't remember the number. And people, everyone knows, Yom HaTzmut is Hey Iyar. Except for this year it wasn't, it was Vav Iyar. So a lot of people who were late in finishing the Shmoneh Esrei, and they didn't hear the Chazan, or they davened on their own. So they came to count, and they figured, oh, tonight's Yom HaTzmut, that's Hey Iyar. So then they counted, they made their blessing, they counted the wrong night, because this year Yom HaTzmut was Vav Iyar, it wasn't Hey Iyar. And then if they didn't catch their mistake till the following night, technically they lost it, that's it.
What should be the blessing that an individual should say if he missed the counting? Should he say the Psalm? Should he say the...
You don't make a blessing, but if a person is not making the blessing, then what he could do is he could ask someone else to make the blessing on his behalf, or say Amen after the Chazan and then give the count. And when you're Chazan during this period and you're making the blessing over the Sphere Omer, you should have in mind that you're also making the blessing on behalf of all those who are in doubt or who cannot make the blessing themselves.
I mean, the other blessings, the additional, like, you said, you know, can you help rebuild the temple?
All that you could say, that's not a blessing, that's a prayer.
Is that
everyone could say.
You don't have to.
It's a nice thing to say, you don't have to.
What if, for example, it's 21st day, Omer, you say blessing, and then count 21st, and realize that today is 22.
You could correct yourself right away.
Yeah, but you correct, but in the end, true was...
It was 21.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to look into it. I don't know. Now, let's say you're not sure if you missed the day. So then you could continue with the blessing. If you're uncertain, you could continue with the blessing. An interesting question that arises is, what happens if a child becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of the count? So technically, he didn't count the first half obligated. I had that. My birthday is during the spheres. I had that. Another question is, if a person becomes a ger, you know, he just becomes Jewish in the middle of the count. What does he do? So all these people will have to make a continue counting without a blessing, because technically they haven't even though the ger says, but last night, all the nights, I never missed a night, right? But you weren't obligated till now. And the same thing is true with me, you know. Until my birthday, I counted, but very good. Until I was 13, I wasn't obligated. Then I became 13, now I'm obligated. So then I had to stop counting with a blessing.
Before that, you were counting with a blessing.
I was counting with a blessing until my bar mitzvah. Once I became bar mitzvah, I had to stop. Same thing with the ger. Until he does his gear, he's counting with a blessing. Why not?
For
chinuch purposes, just like I did when before my bar mitzvah.
Saying Hashem's name is very powerful. We're not able to. We can't say the name of Hashem unless it's for a proper purpose.